small.
کوچک.
Smaller.
کوچکتر.
Smallest.
کوچکترین.
Six plus to pleasure.
Good afternoon. We're back with another installation of Six Pillars to Persia. I'm your host, Farrie Bradley. And today we will be listening to a piece by Terry Riley, who is a minimalist from America, who changed music when he was only 29 with his piece In C. And he has written a piece called Persian Surgery Dervishes, which is very long. It was twice performed and recorded, once in 1971 and once in 1972, both recorded live and quite different performances of the same piece. He plays a Yamaha electric organ tuned in just intonation in this piece, and he quite favoured Eastern music and philosophy. He also wrote Sending Moonshine Dervishes, songs for the 10 voices of the two prophets, and studied under an Indian vocalist singer. His name was Pandit Pranath. So that's what we're going to hear later. But first of all, we're going to hear an excerpt from a video that's been made by someone called Spooly. That's S-P-O-O-L-Y. And it's a documentary on skiing in Iran, which is a great phenomenon. We've all heard something about maybe, but nothing in detail. This is up in the mountains in Iran where there's always snow. So this is an excerpt from his documentary, Skiing in Iran. And thanks to Spooly for letting us play this.
Well, we were talking about skiing in Iran. And most people don't even know that they got snow over there. But I lived in Tehran for 2.5 years. And the mountains that are located northwest of Tehran have been washing down for so many years, and the material that's been in them made them all real gentle slopes, but they're high. One of them goes up 19,000 feet. And the storms come out from Russia over the Caspian Sea, which is a great big body of water, and picks up all that moisture and then rises up over these mountains, and 20 foot of snow is every year. You just use, there's so much snow there that, and they've, the Shah of Iran was an ardent skier, and finally your Swiss government wouldn't let him come to ski there anymore because they couldn't guarantee his safety, so he built a place called a zine with lifts and everything, and you drive your car up to the 6,000 foot level, and that's your parking lot. And in order for you to get home, you have to ride the lift back up to the parking lot. If you happen to be after 4 o'clock and before you're in the line to get on the lift, then you have to pay extra. That's called bocce. And they're just delighted to take your money away from you to run the lift long enough to get you up to your car. But so we always would make our trips, so we'd be there in time to get home. But it was a one-way road going up in the morning and a one-way road going back in the afternoon from the top of this, from the parking lot. But the skiing was just fantastic. The Marlboro team came over there, and they just was amazed with the condition of the snow. And of course, the Shah, they had to fix it up for the Shah to enjoy. And I've skied real close to him a number of times. One thing they do when you get out of your car and you walk over, you can tell if the Shah's there or not, because if he is there, they have a whole slew of skiers. And if somebody goes through there that they don't are suspicious of, they'll send a skier along to watch them, to ski behind them and keep track of where they're going and so on like that. Other than that, the Shah, I've been within 10 yards of him when he put on his own skis. But all the people of the French and the British and so on that work over there all used the zine, and it was really nice.
So that was 88-year-old Mr. Hal Luke from Mars City, Montana, talking about skiing in the high mountain ranges of Iran in Tehran with the Shah in the 70s. And carrying on with our 70s theme today, this is the first half of the 1972 performance by Terry Riley called Persian Surgery Dervishes.
Thank you.
So that was the first half of Terry Riley's Persian Surgery Dervishes, played in 1972 live in Paris. That's it. And so don't forget tonight, if you fancy some contemporary Iranian music that's mostly urban sounding, although there is a band called Simorg which plays a modern take on ethnic Persian music. There's also Reveal and Persia, who featured on the show not long back. That's at the Camden Underworld tonight, and you can get tickets at Ticketweb. The Camden Underworld, if you've never heard of it, it's just by Camden Tube. I'm sure there'll be lots of Iranians going there for the first time tonight. So that was Six Pillars to Persia, and we heard a piece by Terry Riley, as I just mentioned, and also an excerpt from a documentary about skiing in Iran by someone called Spooley. You can find more of his work on youtube.com/Spooley, S-P-O-O-L-Y. And in the future, we will be talking this month to Arash Sadena from Fars Funk and also Nima Tehranchi from Hush the Many. Next up is Dead and Alive with Mr. Nyman.